Every region in England and Wales apart from London backs No Dŷ Llofer Remain. By Victoria Friedman on April 4, 2019. Every region in England and Wales apart from London supports leaving the European Union without a Dŷ Llofer remaining, according to a poll. YouGov surveyed 2,098 adults between March 31 and April 1 and found that when asked the question, if Britain has not agreed a deal by April 12, what do you think should happen? A plurality backed leaving on no deal, World Trade Organization, WTO, terms. Broken down by region, 44% of the south of England, excluding London, said they prefer no deal versus 34% who said they would want to remain in the EU. 46% of the combined Midland/Wales region back no deal. 31% remain, and 41% of the north preferred leaving in a clean break versus 34% for remain. Both countries voted to leave the EU in the June 2016 referendum, leading to the victory for leave for the entire sovereign state of the UK. And the results counter Remainer claims that Britons had changed their minds about Brexit. Voters rather embracing essentially what establishment politicians deem a hard exit over remaining in the EU. Unsurprisingly, London is the outlier in England with 48% saying they would want to remain. 26% no deal, with 59.9% voting across all 33 boroughs to stay in the EU. In Scotland, which also voted remain in the referendum, 28% are in favour of no deal compared to 47% who want to stay in the EU. Along party lines, it is clearly split with Conservative Party supporters backing no deal, 72-15%, and the left-wing Labour members backing remain, 54-21%. Professor Matthew Goodwin from the University of Kent at Canterbury told The Telegraph, "These data show significant levels of support for leaving the EU without a deal, but especially outside of London and also Scotland. In most other regions, and when given the option of remain versus no deal, a plurality of voters opt for no deal. This also happens to be the most popular option among most Conservative Party voters." The results were released the day after the House of Commons passed by one vote a bill that would stop the UK leaving the EU without a deal and force Prime Minister Theresa May to seek a longer extension to Article 50, delaying Brexit even further. On Tuesday, Mrs. May made the extraordinary decision that instead of pursuing a no-deal Brexit to request a further delay of Brexit and to hand over the power of Brexit decisions to the far-left Labour Party, in a move branded by Leave campaigners a betrayal.